Now, Chris Miklas and Jay Sapiro don't just like to scare people, they do it for a living. The Madison-based filmmakers are part of the production company Three Tortured Minds, which makes indie horror films. Their first debuted in 2018. It's called The Nursery. Here's a little of the trailer.
Oh, my God.
The rising chill of panic.
I'm sitting here with a bunch of paranoid hysterics talking about ghosts. There's no such thing as ghosts.
The pungent stench of dread.
And she was just staring at us.
You just said you couldn't see her face.
I know, but I could feel it.
Chris and Jay also started a podcast, Indie Horror Rising, to go behind the scenes of making and distributing their movie. They've recently brought the podcast back to life as a weekly series. We have them both on the line now. Chris, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
And Jay, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Chris, what made you want to share kind of the nuts and bolts behind the scene, talk about the work that goes on in making an indie horror film in podcast form?
Well, it's both wanting to share some of the nuts and bolts, because when we made The Nursery, which we started back in 2016, we really didn't know, you know, what we were doing, to be honest with you. And especially when it came to the business side, you know, the financial side, the legal side, and especially the distribution side, it was the kind of thing that there were not really very many good resources that you could track down to find good practical information. And so we thought it might be interesting to do a podcast, at first talking about The Nursery and the step-by-step process we went through, but now it's evolved into being a resource for other filmmakers to promote their work, to talk about filmmaking, and we hope it's something that other filmmakers, genre fans, and even students will get a lot out of.
I wanted to ask Jay, I imagine a lot of the people who'd listen to this would be people who want to make films themselves, but it sounds like it'd be fun if you're into these movies to kind of lift the veil. Do you get a lot of audience, you think, from just fans who want to see how the magic is made?
I do. I think that it's not just filmmakers. I think that's a good point, that fans of horror or just fans of film could get a deeper understanding of, you know, like our last podcast focused on distribution. You know, how does a movie get made, and how do you find a distributor, and how does that work? We talk with directors and kind of their thoughts and what they're thinking is behind a shot, a scene, writers, how things all come together. So I think people that are just interested in films and media creation could take a lot from this and have a lot of fun with a lot of the folks we have on and some of the tips and pointers that we share throughout the podcast.
And Chris, something I want to ask about, since we're Wisconsin Public Radio, what's it like being a horror indie filmmaker in Wisconsin?
Well, we had a great experience. Our first movie, The Nursery, had an entirely Wisconsin-based cast and crew. Everyone involved in the production was Wisconsin-based. Our upcoming film, The Headmistress, all the crew was still Wisconsin-based, though we had some actors from out of state come in and join us for the production. But there's actually a pretty decent horror community here in Wisconsin. Some of the notable productions the last few years have been hopefully ours, but also Gags the Clown up in Green Bay. That got a lot of notice. There's a cool documentary series and now Amazon Prime series called Haunted State that's being produced up in the Fox Valley. And there's a lot of good horror fans and filmmakers here in the state. So it's actually pretty cool. We've got a pretty thriving community.
Jay, with The Headmistress now, your next film after The Nursery, did you take a lot of lessons learned from The Nursery and then from analyzing it in your podcast that made it flow better for you in the production of The Headmistress?
Indeed, we did. Like as Chris mentioned, The Nursery was our first feature film, our first film in general, and we did learn a lot. As a matter of fact, we took notes as we went through the whole production process. In addition, you know, Chris and I both directed the film, The Nursery, and we both direct The Headmistress. And then I was the editor on The Nursery, and I am on The Headmistress. And I take all kinds of notes just so I can share some tips, some thoughts for myself, for us as we keep making films. But that really makes its way into the podcast, where we can, again, as Chris mentioned before, just share these kind of thoughts and tips for those filmmakers that are out there that, you know, hopefully they can learn from either our mistakes or they can learn from what we've done the right way.
Now, a lot of people, I think, have the dream of making movies, but I want to ask each of you, we'll start with you, Chris, why horror in particular? What led you there?
Well, I've been a lifelong horror fan. I grew up on the old classic movies, from the 30s and 40s and 50s, the Universal classics, and then, on into the Hammer films and the big monster films. I was truly a monster kid when I was growing up. So when Jay and Glenn, our third partner, decided to, that we were going to do this, we were going to make a film, I lobbied pretty hard for horror. And partially because it was my first love, but also it's, for lack of a better word, it's among the more forgiving genres. You can have a less experienced cast, production values, though we are incredibly proud of the production values of the nursery, they're a little more forgiving and you can still find an audience where some of the other genres you just can't. And so that was, I think, the best card in my deck when I was pitching it to Jay and Glenn.
And Jay, what led you down the horror path, except apart from Chris?
Well, Chris was definitely a big part of that. But like Chris said, it is forgiving, but also we self-financed the first film, and it also is horror can be a little bit cheaper to produce, and has a better return on investment generally. When you put out a feature film and the kind of funds that you can make back once your film is distributed, you have a better chance of making back your funds and potentially making some extra cash. So that was also something that really turned us on, again, with Glenn, our third filmmaker. So it did seem like horror was the right way to go. And we all really did coalesce around horror. We had some really good ideas, I think more so than with comedy or other, dramas and things like that. We just really did click when we started talking about horror as our first feature film.
Chris, in our last minute or so, we can't go to movie theaters right now. Can you make the case to do some online searching or look through our streaming services or maybe screaming services for some indie horror films in particular?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity out there, and we'd love it if people check out the nursery. They can currently find it on iTunes. You can find it on Amazon Prime. You can find it on Tubi, and a number of other services. We got a real wide release, but there's a lot of platforms out there, whether it's the ones I just mentioned or a place like Shudder, or of course Netflix has a really nice collection of horror films. We are distributors, Uncorked Entertainment, and they've got a nice slate of films coming up. We just on Friday's episode of the podcast Indie Horror Rising, we're talking with Miles Doliak, whose new film The Dinner Party is coming up, and Jay and I got to see a screener that's being released in a couple weeks, and it's a terrific film. So there's really a lot of great movies out there that we really would people have a lot of opportunity to scream at home.
Chris and Jay, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
We've been talking to Madison-based filmmakers Chris Miklos and Jay Sapiro of Three Tortured Minds Production Company. Their new podcast, or newly revived podcast, is Indie Horror Rising. Their movies include The Nursery and The Headmistress. Stick around. There's more to come on Central Time here on the Ideas Network.